Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Om Shanti. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris में आज फिर आप सबका बहुत बहुत स्वागत करते हैं. ज्ञान को समझते हुए जब हम जिंदगी को एक नए नजरिए से देखते हैं तो बहुत सी बातें जो अभी तक हम करते आ रहे थे वो सही नहीं लगती हैं, और हम सोचते हैं कि हमने अगर ऐसे जिया होता तो ज़्यादा बेहतर होता. लेकिन अब क्योंकि वक्त निकल चुका है इसलिए हम उसको तो वापस नहीं ला सकते. आने वाली ज़िंदगी को हम बदलने की कोशिश करेंगे. फिर हम कहते हैं कि सिचुएशन इतनी ख़राब हो चुकी है कि अब हम कैसे इम्प्लीमेंट करें. तो ऐसी ही कुछ बातें जीवन में जो कभी भी जब भी संभव हो हम शुरू कर सकते हैं. कहा यह जाता है कि जब आँख खुले तभी सवेरा समझो. अवेकनिंग हैपन्स वेन वी अंडरस्टैंड, वेन द ट्रुथ यू नो सीप्स इन. हमारी कोशिश यही रहती है कि हम जीवन को एक नए परिप्रेक्ष्य में देखने की कोशिश करें. आज रिश्तों से के बारे में बात करते हैं, शुरुआत करते हैं इस पूरे श्रृंखला की रिश्तों से लेकर. और हमारा बहुत बड़ा सौभाग्य ख़ास वॉशिंगटन DC से हमारे साथ एक ऐसी सिस्टर हैं, एक ऐसी ब्रह्मा कुमारी सिस्टर हैं जिन्होंने हर रिश्ते को बहुत अच्छी तरह से अनुभव किया है, और वो कब से लोगों के साथ जुड़ी हैं और ख़ुद अपने जीवन में भी बहुत से परिवर्तन उन्होंने देखे हैं. It's a great privilege to have Sister Jenna with us. A very warm welcome. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, Sister Jenna, let's start with one concept of life, because now we've just told our viewers that we are trying to, find solutions. Yeah. But now let's try to look at what happens, and let's try to start with something which is very common in our lives. When we are in love, maybe with anyone, maybe with you, you know, maybe with my mom, or maybe right. with my daughter, or maybe with a man, mm-hmm. maybe with my husband. When the love starts, it is so beautiful. It is an experience I've never had, you know. It is so good. We all understand that. And we all think that it's going to continue forever. Mm. Even if people keep on telling us it'll not. It'll change. But we say to ourselves, no, we are different. Our love is different. It'll never go. I'm not going to say that it goes. What I'm going to say is, can I make it work? Can I do something? Or can we both do something that it remains this way? Can it remain forever?
Absolutely. And I'm going to share only just few things, and if the audience can think about it very deeply. If I really love someone, and that person that I love very deeply, I want you to stay in my life forever, and I want that my forever passes on to birth after birth after birth after birth. What do I have to do to keep you in my life forever? Two important things. And they might seem very, very simple when I'm going to mention them, but I want you to think about it. And then I want you to reflect on a scene in a relationship that you've had with someone when you didn't use these two things.
Oh, yes.
Ready?
Yes.
One is constantly, constantly, constantly in your relationships, come from a place of virtues. Mm-hmm. It seems so simple.
And it seems, I have so many virtues and I stay remain that way.
It seems like it's so simple to say that in my relationships, I have to constantly bring virtues in my relationship with you. Now, what is a virtue? It's a feeling, no? It's like I have to be sweet, I have to be kind, I have to be understanding. When you need your space, I have to practice detachment. When you need maybe some sense of inspiration, maybe I need to be happy, or maybe I need to be creative, or maybe whatever it is, I can use a virtue in that relationship.
Here I would like to say that in the beginning, I do it all the time, you know, in the beginning. But there comes a time when I start saying, why should I do everything? You know, the other person is not at all bothered. You know?
Okay.
I continue doing it, and the other person is not even bothering. So I think somewhere there I need to understand, because I want it.
So Okay, so I keep giving virtues, I keep giving these feelings, I keep offering this, but then why I don't feel you're giving something back? Right there at that moment, you stop giving virtues.
Yes,
Okay,
right.
so that's okay, all right, no problem. So first and foremost is virtues in relationships. You find that the minute a relationship changes is when you are unkind, irritated or irritable with somebody, you speak condescending to them, like down to them, like they're lower than you and you're bigger than them, whatever's the situation. And then the second thing in a relationship to make them work is constantly being respectful and loving. Now, that's not easy for any of us because the big word here is constant. Kabhi kabhi, yes, is fine. But constant, sada? How am I going to be sada with you all the time?
Yeah, right? And being respectful, how can I be respectful to somebody with whom I'm so close? You know, even our language, everything changes.
Good point. You see, now, one of the things that I tell a lot of the young couples that come to the center, some of them come to the center in Washington and they say, sister, we've just got married, we had these feelings. I says, okay, I want you to make a promise to me. No matter what, in this marriage, constantly communicate. Two, even if you feel that he or she has done something really bad, do not immediately speak right after you've seen it. Step inside of your own dignity. Know that if you lose your peace, the consequences that come after that. And always remember how difficult it feels when you have to make up. Because you have to break through so many walls to get through to that dimension, to get back to a place that you remembered you once were. But then remember, there's a recording that's left in you and it's very hard to erase. So always remember, whenever you come into a relationship where you're not able to give the best of yourself and less of yourself comes forward and a feeling is hurt or a feeling has shifted, always remember that's going to stay in you until you have yoga. It's going to stay in you as a recording and it's going to shape your perception. If I want you with me forever, I've got to do some homework on myself first.
Yes.
Because as much as I would love to have you in my life forever, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have the capacity to be able to sustain you.
Yes, very true. Before we move ahead, because a lot of things are being told, तो मैं अपने सभी दर्शकों के साथ भी ये शेयर करना चाहूँगी कि जेना बहन का कहना है कि हमारा आज सवाल ये था कि हम जब प्यार की शुरुआत करते हैं तो हम ये मान लेते हैं कि ये हमेशा के लिए है, लेकिन हमेशा हमें लोग कहते आए हैं कि कभी भी कोई प्यार सदा के लिए नहीं होता। आज हम जो ट्राई कर रहे हैं, जो एक्सप्लोर करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, वो ये कि कैसे जो प्यार है किसी के साथ भी हो, चाहे वो आपके लव्ड वन के साथ हो, चाहे आप बच्चे के साथ हो, आपके दोस्त के साथ हो, वो सदा के लिए रहे। तो दो बातें आपने हमें आज की, यू सेड टू थिंग्स, एक कि उस रिश्ते में, क्योंकि मुझे ये चाहिए, मेरी ये इच्छा है कि ये रिश्ता मेरा सदा के लिए रहे, फॉर एवर, तो उसके लिए पहली चीज़ है मेरी वर्च्यूज़। उस रिश्ते में मेरा जो प्यार का संबंध है, जो मेरा शांत रहना है, मेरी एक्सेप्टेंस है, द वे आई एक्सेप्ट हिम आल्सो इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, यू नो, कॉन्स्टेंटली हर पल मैं ये वर्च्यूज़ अपने रिश्ते में रखूँगी, सिर्फ 10 दिन, 15 दिन या कभी कभी नहीं। And second thing is respect for the person and respect for myself also.
Oh, it comes from there. That's the root cause.
Yes, you know, yeah. Respect. जो आज है वो सदा रहेगी, और इवन भाषा में भी, यू नो, एट टाइम्स व्हेन वी आर सो क्लोज वी एक्चुअली बिकम यू नो वेरी अब्यूजिव एंड वी से दैट दिस इज वन एस्पेक्ट ऑफ लव, यू नो, दिस इज वन टेंशन, नो नो, लॉट ऑफ पीपल,
आई नो व्हाट यू मीन,
लॉट ऑफ लव्ड वन सेज दैट,
यस, इट्स ट्रू,
या
यू टेक ईच अदर फॉर ग्रांटेड एंड देन यू स्टार्ट टू बिकम फैमिलियर एंड व्हेन यू आर फैमिलियर विद समवन देन इट्स एज़ इफ यू स्टार्ट टू फील दैट a lower sense of the value of the relationship is acceptable. But that's not the way Baba has taught us about the power of relationships. Actually, the power of our relationships should continue to make us better people. But nowadays, we're finding the relationships are so challenging that they're taking so much from us and we don't know what to do. But in the meditation and in the practices of the Raja Yoga, you find that there is a personal responsibility in which I have to learn about this relationship with myself. Relationship is a give and take, no? Okay, so when you wake up in the morning, what do you give yourself? You get up in the morning and what are you doing? You're thinking about, you know, okay, you have to get food, you have to get the kids going, you have to get ready for work, the traffic and all of this. You're out there, okay. But Here's a way of getting up in the morning. You get up in the morning and you say good morning to yourself. You go, how are you doing? Are you feeling okay today? No, I'm not feeling. I wish I could go back to sleep. Why do you want to go back to sleep? You're tired? Yeah, I went to bed late. A relationship is this conversation, is this give and take, is this exchange between you and your own conscience, yourself. Now, let me go back to what is the real self or the real awareness of the self. You see, what Baba has given us in Raja Yoga meditation is this knowledge of not just the soul. Yes, the soul, you know, the soul is an energy. The soul is a tiny point of light. Yes, we know that now. We know that in the soul is mind, intellect, and sanskars. We know the mind feels, we know the intellect decides what to do, we know sanskars are created based on that. But if you really sit, like we're sitting and listening to this program today, and just observe the thoughts that are going on in your mind all the time, you will find that most of your thoughts, 99% of your thoughts, are based on somebody else.
Hmm.
So where are you? Any thoughts about you?
Hmm.
Anything you have there that you think is interesting?
Hmm.
And if you're not thinking about your children, your husband, your in-law, your boss, your best friend, somebody on the movie, Amitabh Bachchan or something, if you're not thinking about somebody else, then you feel like there's no life, there's no existence.
Hmm.
And it's true, because we haven't taken the time to have a relationship with ourselves, and it's not selfish.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, like, that, again, a paradox.
It's not selfish.
Because if I want to think about myself, you know, there are a lot of people who used to tell me, first finish your I, you know. You, how many I's you have? A lot of self, I think, help books also talk about, write a sentence or think about a sentence and see how many I's you have, you know.
Mm.
So that shows that you're always talking about yourself, you know, you're thinking about yourself.
But this I is different.
Yeah, you know.
You see, this eye of self-awareness is a completely different than the I am the mother, I am the wife, I am this one,
I
am
body.
That one, I am this body. So that I we have to finish. But the I that I am an immortal, original, eternal, pure, unlimited, powerful soul has to begin.
That's what I'm saying, you know, we try to finish this I by reading all those books, but we don't understand what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that is why I think it's very important to understand who am I first.
It is. It's a fundamental, actually, it's a fundamental source of beginning to develop good relationships. Because you'll find that the more you're going in meditation, you're able to keep listening to your thoughts. This is saying that as are your thoughts, so are your words. As are your words, so are your actions. As are your actions, so is your attitude, and as is your attitude, so becomes your character, and your character leads you to your destiny.
Destiny, yes.
Now, if we're not paying any attention to our thoughts, where are we going?
Hmm.
If I don't know who I am, where am I going?
Hmm.
What decisions am I really making for my future? And future to me is not 5 years down the road. Future to me is not 10 years. Future to me is not 20 years. Future to me is many lives after this. It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meditation and in Raja Yoga, the first thing that we learn is to really find the wisdom about this I of the soul. That it is a living energy with feelings on its own, independent. Think about it. Love. It's a very powerful feeling.
Hmm.
When you say that I am in love with someone, what does that mean actually? What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean
what
to you?
What I feel is that I have this strong bonding with that person, and you know, the vibrations of love. I feel so good. The feeling of being with that person is so good, you know, that I feel that I'm in love with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start working everything for them. This is what generally happens. For me also, that's true. You know, this is the way when I am with that person, the vibration, when I think about that person, the whole vibration, the whole atmosphere, my whole being changes.
Changes, right, because love is the foundation for transformation.
Mm.
So you find that even in a relationship with a human being, look at how much one person can totally change your journey.
Mm.
Okay, What if you were that person who had that much love for you? Where would your journey take you?
Towards myself, actually.
Yeah, to a higher level of your self-worth and your self-aim.
Very true, you know. First, we need to go in and fall in love with ourselves, actually.
Absolutely. And it's not narcissistic and it's not selfish, because I can't be good to you if I'm not secure with me. Because somewhere along the line in my relationship, all of the issues that I'm having inside that I'm not working on, I'm going to throw that on you to work on it for me. And you know what? You're not going to like me very much.
Yes.
Because you've got issues that you're going to throw on me. And you know what? I'm going to end up not liking you so much either.
Yes.
And falling in love with the self means to have a virtuous relationship, a relationship with respect, to check yourself, to go into silence, and to really look, what are my resources within me? What are the specialities that I'm in touch with? And what are some of my limitations, which I don't like to use the word weaknesses.
Yes,
I use the word limitations.
So this thought is now coming back to me.
Good.
Because when we love somebody else, we want to take the pain of that person.
Even that too, exactly.
Yes. So if we can fall in love with ourselves.
Is it possible?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, and we can actually take away the pain we are living in, you know.
It is. And then the first step of falling in love is soul consciousness. And we say this over and over and over and over and over again in the Brahma Kumaris community, but fundamentally it is the source of everything good, but yet we forget it very quickly because the vibration of body consciousness is so strong.
That's what I wanted to say, you know, when we are sitting with ourselves, you know, this is what a lot of people are experiencing. When we talk about meditation, when we talk about, it's an independent journey, you know, it's my own journey. And when I am alone, okay, I keep on coming back to myself. I'm a soul. I'm a peaceful soul. I go to feel good. I'm a loving soul, you know. But the moment I'm with somebody else, it just goes off.
Yeah.
One, the thought, I have to make it, you know, like make myself remember, come on, who am I?
Yeah.
But then that again happens only when I am talking to myself.
Yeah.
I just forget, and a lot of people are happening, that you are also a soul. You know, and there is, because you become a person.
Yeah.
That's a major, I think, problem which comes, which is coming to a lot of people. I feel that way, maybe.
I'll tell you what I've been working on recently is that, you know, Baba's taught me so much about who am I, how am I supposed to make my decisions for my future. But you find that in life you still depend a lot on what people are saying, what people do to you. It's not like it's an ultimate dependency. But if inside of you, you still feel uncomfortable when you don't get the response that you would have preferred from somebody, then you're still depending on something on the outside to give you some sort of a proof or some sort of an identity. And Baba says, no, I've already given you everything. Everything that you're supposed to be, I've already told you how it looks, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what it thinks like. You know what it looks like for you. And my latest realization that I've been talking to Baba, I want to come from a place within that is of such a character of divinity that no matter where I am, no matter with who I'm with, no matter how important they are, and in Washington, D.C., Ben, I'm with the most powerful people and they all come to the center, or I go to their office, or I go to programs with them, and I have to keep remembering, there's nothing more powerful than a soul who comes from character governed by God. And every day and every moment I get, Ben, I keep going back, Jenna, are you coming from the character that Baba has created for you? Because that character is a character of divinity, purity, prosperity, truth, wisdom, love, happiness, a master of mighty authority, a jewel of Baba's eyes. I can tell you the list is endless. Put it this way. And if my coming from inside outside is from that awareness, you can't shake my world. I don't care how powerful you are, and I don't care how much you and I love each other, even when you fall short, I have enough
to give it to you.
That I can just say, babe, it's going to be okay. It's all right. Come. But you see, I have to work on that first, you see. And so for the past few months, I'm talking to Baba, Baba, I want to observe myself coming from your world within me, coming from that dignity within me. It doesn't matter what anyone does. And being in the forefront like I am, and being with hundreds of variety of souls like I am every day, you meet some souls who are going to trigger if you're coming from the divinity of your character. And how do you know when you're not? You could be smiling with them, oh, Om Shanti, but inside you're going, oh God, I don't feel good of what that person just said to me. And inside you don't feel as comfortably empowered as you know you are supposed to be. That's great too when you feel like that,
yeah,
because you realize there's so much more you've got to believe in and understand. So this relationship with yourself has a lot to do with this inner ability of knowing that if you don't recognize that your worth and your origin is something so noble, it is something so divine, it is something so elevated in you, you're going to constantly impose on someone to let you feel that. You're going to throw that out to somebody that you're supposed
to make me feel noble. Yes, I want to feel
divine,
good. I want you to make me feel good.
Why don't you make me feel good?
Yes,
you know. Make me feel good.
I want you to appreciate me. Tell me I'm good. Tell me I love you. You know, we don't need to say that, of course. Very true.
It's normal that if I'm having a relationship with someone over a long period of time, that it's okay if once in a while you give me flowers. It's okay if you say, you know, hon, today you look very beautiful. That's okay. But if my life is dependent on those few words, I'm in big trouble. Because then that inverted frustration can even stem itself in looking for someone else outside of my relationship. Could be parent and child. It could be a spouse. It could be two best friends. That somehow they're not feeling that appreciation from each other anymore. And that inverted frustration makes the soul want to go and wander somewhere else to look for someone or something.
Because my search for that love, you know, we keep on calling soulmate, you know. The person with whom I'll feel complete.
Home with.
That's again another issue which we'll be talking about. Right now what we're talking about is that the feeling we have when we are in love, not only with our spouse, not only with our friend, but any relationship, be it a brother-sister relationship, be it a parent-child relationship, the feeling of love or being in love can continue, you know.
It can
sustain forever.
It can.
If what we have learned today is that if we are able to fall in love with us.
I'll give you a short example. If we have the time, because I live with four other people, every morning when I get up, I make sure I say good morning and I smile. And I don't do that artificially. I do that deeply because I know I'm going to spend many years with these people. And the minute I take for granted that they're going to be there every day, my feelings and the love that we have for each other is going to start to reduce. Because it's just like a house. If you don't clean it one day, dust is going to come. In the same way in a relationship, if I don't clean it by having these good feelings towards you every morning, dust will enter that relationship. It's the law of the land now. It's the law of the universe. If I'm not continuously creating or putting something into a relationship, it will die. So in Raj Yoga meditation, Baba, every day, he doesn't leave us alone. He goes, look, if I leave you alone, you're going to get some dirt. I've got to keep giving you something. And until Baba shows me a different way that for relationships to last forever, that we need to keep giving, I will not stop giving in my relationships, even if they are not giving back to me what I want.
Yes, very true. You know, we have finally we'll reach that stage. Wonderful, Sister Jenna. And
Thank you.
I never realized that the time is gone. Time is already finished.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful beginning to the series, you know, that we want you know, whenever we are in love, we want it forever.
Yeah.
And the best part is, the most beautiful thing which can happen is that it can be forever.
Yes, I believe that.
Yes, wonderful. So, like, you were with us for this talk, and let's hope we'll have a wonderful series on this. Thank you so much.
Thank
Om
you.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.
In fact, अगर हम देखें अपनी ज़िंदगी में, जब भी हम प्यार में होते हैं, किसी भी रिश्ते में, आज किसी भी मुकाम पर हो, आज आपके रिश्ते में चाहे जितनी भी कड़वाहट आ चुकी हो, लेकिन आप जब शुरुआत पे जाएंगे, आपको हर बार ये बात याद आएगी कि वो इतना सुंदर रिलेशनशिप था. कहाँ क्या हुआ, हर बार आप सोचते हैं. लेकिन आज ज़रूरत इस बात की है, हमने जो आज बात समझी है कि जब भी कोई रिश्ता शुरू होता है, वो इतना सुंदर होता है, वो जीवन भर, ना सिर्फ एक जीवन तक, कितने जन्मों तक रह सकता है, क्योंकि वो एक हमारा कार्मिक अकाउंट है, कार्मिक रिलेशनशिप है. उसको परमानेंटली उतना ही सुंदर बनाने के लिए सबसे पहले ज़रूरी है कि हम अपने आप से प्यार करें, अपनी हर एस्पेक्ट को. जब हम अपने आप से प्यार करना शुरू कर देंगे, अपनी हर दर्द को हम दूर करने का प्रयास करेंगे. और खुद से प्यार करना, अपनी किसी भी इमेज से नहीं, बल्कि अपनी सही पहचान से. राजयोग के माध्यम से हम ये तो जान ही चुके हैं कि हमारी सही पहचान क्या है. आज से हम ये शुरुआत करते हैं. आगे हम ये देखेंगे कि क्या होता है अगर हम खुद से प्यार किए बिना एक किसी और के प्यार में होते हैं, तब कहाँ से रिश्तों में कड़वाहट आती है. और आज किसी भी मुकाम पर आपका रिश्ता हो, वहाँ से एक नई शुरुआत की जा सकती है. कोई ऐसा सवाल, कोई ऐसी बात जो आपके मन में है, आप हमारे साथ शेयर कर सकते हैं, या आप ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के देश विदेश में फैले सेंटर्स पर जा सकते हैं. नज़दीक के सेंटर के बारे में जानने के लिए या तो आप हमें फ़ोन कर सकते हैं या फिर ईमेल भी कर सकते हैं.
इफ़ यू विश टू डिस्कस योर प्रॉब्लम और हैव अ क्वेश्चन टू आस्क और वॉन्ट टू नो योर नियरेस्ट राजयोगा मेडिटेशन सेंटर, कॉल अस ऑन 09999744555.
आपसे विदा लेते हैं. ॐ शान्ति.
ॐ शान्ति. Yes.